This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Fats Domino with Blue Monday. It's not a Blue Monday. It's a very happy Monday.
Well, it's a dark Monday so far, you know, at least until the sun rises.
Rainy.
And then some people don't like Mondays because it signals the start of the working week.
That's right.
But for us who love our jobs, there can't be anything better than to wake up bright and fresh on a Monday morning and start the week.
Keep lying to us, Sharad Pitten. Keep lying to us.
Keep
drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, speaking of Kool-Aid, you know, the extraordinary events around the May 9th polls means that people can start dreaming about a different Malaysia, right? A Malaysia they feel was lost after decades of authoritarian rule and high-level corruption. So, interestingly enough, a voice from the past is now helping articulate what those dreams might be, including the idea of a pure Malaysians, and that's an expression used by the current Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad.
Yeah, so Tun Mahathir is saying that basically he wants, despite the differences, we still live together more or less at peace with each other. But of course, there are little conflicts, and I think this is what they are going to inherit. And he's saying that Malaysians have to learn to understand each other. And what the title goes, he's telling the young to forget race and be a pure Malaysian.
Yeah,
that's why he's a pure Malaysian.
Yeah, whatever a pure Malaysian means, right? Because look, in the real world, while it may be politically correct to say that, you know, yeah, we should be Malaysian first, Chinese second, you know, and all these other, again, very PC phrases, but how does it actually manifest itself in the real Malaysian day-to-day experience, right? Because you've got so many languages that are used on a daily basis here. You've got, I guess, several lingua francas within the respective community. I don't know if you can call it a lingua franca still, but nevertheless, I mean, as a Chinese, I think about it, you could literally be born here in this country, you know, live your entire life, go through the entire education system primarily in Mandarin, then go off and work for a Chinese speaking company, right? I've actually applied for a job once where they actually made me write my name in Chinese on the application form, right? So you have that stream, so to speak. And do you still consider that, you know, pure Malaysian?
Well, right? You know, so this is interesting.
Manifestations here.
Right. So you point out a reality that's actually been part of Malaya for a long time now, which is the idea that we are we're multilingual, multicultural, multi-religious, but we have very separate lives. And, you know, in fact, a theory that was developed around this historical fact, and this is done by somebody called J.S. Furnival, and he called it a plural society. So plural societies are societies where there are differences, but those differences are kind of bounded. But there are others who have come out and point out that, in fact, throughout our history, there have been a lot of connections that, in fact, these communities are not so hermetically sealed. So you might have, or somebody might have, the experience of living almost as it were, exclusively a Chinese life in a Malaysian context, where others live very hybrid lives with a lot of intersections, and in fact will struggle to call themselves Chinese. Like, I struggle to identify myself in racial terms, even though it's clear because, you know, because what I speak and who I associate with,
and the cuisine that we eat, the food that we eat, and who do we hang out with. I feel like sometimes when it comes to race, it's politicized. Sometimes the politicians just to get us to be against each other, they use us to pitch against each other, they use the whole race card. But actually, if you go down to the ground and speak to Malaysians, everyone is a Malaysian. You know, you go have your nasi lemak, and you know, basically you have friends from everywhere.
Look, and I agree, right? And I agree with you, Shira, you know, whereby, I guess aside from my name, Tan Chung Han, beyond that, there's, and I do struggle to identify as a Chinese. I mean, well, first and foremost, because I barely speak the language anyways.
Did you fail that test about writing your name in Mandarin?
Well, that one I passed.
Did you get the job?
Yeah, no. No, it's safe to say I'm here at BFM now, right? So, look, I mean, so we're trying to dissect here what is this idea of a pure Malaysian, right? Because, you know, again, do we then forego all the racial-based identities, you know, and the cultures, the way of life that are associated with it? Because even if they, let's say, right, Shira, if let's say they have that insulated stream of life, right? Right? Will they be less Malaysian than those who may have that hybrid identity? Like, you know, so if somebody is not fluent in the national language, will they be less Malaysian? Are they impure Malaysians? Right. So that's what I'm trying to get us to dissect this idea here. What is a pure Malaysian?
Yeah. So there's another camp that says that goes against this call for us to be colorblind, to say, no, we should actually embrace our cultural and social and ethnic and religious, whatever, diversity by recognizing those differences, but also having those differences not mean anything in terms of your life chances, whether you can get a job, what university you can go to. And so difference doesn't become inequality, right? So that is the conundrum. Do we have to erase difference in order to achieve equality?
Exactly.
And also, or can we have difference with equality?
And also, can it be like difference become that translates into our strength as a community,
right,
together, as you know, being Malaysian, but it's because of our differences we become stronger.
Okay, tell us what you think, and you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Taking us to the next bulletin of the morning, Counting Crows with Accidentally in Love, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.